Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I will give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about if having diabetes makes you sensitive to heat illnesses or heat sensitivity. Now, we got the summertime, Lee. People are exercising. A lot of people out there with diabetes. Whether it's type 1 or type 2, what happens to the mechanism of your body temperature? When you have diabetes, there seems to be a disconnect between keeping cool, the mechanism of maintaining body temperature, and keeping core temperature at a steady rate. So what happens is that when they looked at this was a study that was done when they looked at the diabetic groups versus people that were allegedly healthy. They were hooked up to devices with skin temperature, core temperature, and looking at sweat rates. And as people's temperatures rose in the control, the healthy group, their perspiration rates increased proportionally and their core temperature stayed constant. But what happens with the diabetics, sweat rate seems to plateau even though there's an increase in core temperature. So what happens is that the body's not getting the signal that it's increasing the core temperature is increasing, but sweat rate's not going up. So, and this is because you have potentially also damage to the sweat glands as well. So people that have diabetes need to be real sensitive when they're out in the heat this time of year, especially up in New York right now. The Northeast is having a big heat wave. So the main thing is...
So they might be... They could dehydrate without noticing.
Not so much dehydrate; they can overheat without noticing. They don't realize that they're overheating. So wear loose fitting clothing. You know, stay in an air conditioned place. Don't stay exposed out in the sun or in the heat too long, and just be aware of it. Make sure you drink plenty of fluids. Get a little washcloth that you stick in the freezer. Keep it around you. You know, those are ways to keep cool in the summertime.
Right. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.